This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now 7 after the hour, it's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Hi. I wish you a good day, a fond welcome with my dear friend Jennifer Horn, who's the award-winning broadcaster from Los Angeles. Yes, she's won every broadcast award there is to win.
She's won old macaroni.
Yeah, really. Macaroni and cheese, much better. Everything we're talking about, this is Valentine's week, and what you're giving and what you're receiving. I'm a great believer, not just Valentine's Day. As a matter of fact, I don't think this really applies uniquely to Valentine's Day, but I find in my own life, in my own experience, when I give something, I get back. And I don't give to get back, but it seems that that's the way it works. The universe works when you give, things happen. Matter of fact, I read a philosopher once who suggested that when you give, when you're helping somebody, let's say we were talking about a GoFundMe page that was set up for the family of that police officer, and I believe when you give to things like that, it comes back seven times to you in one way or another. You may not realize it immediately. You may not ever really realize it, but there's a spiritual algorithm, I think, that in the simplest terms, when you give, when you like giving, you will receive. It isn't obligation. It's the thoughts.
Yes, I agree. You put out in the universe, you know, what you want to get back.
Yeah.
But I love to give to people that I love in my life.
I know you do. You're very giving.
So that to me is the gift, is that being able to do that, you know, being mm-hmm. able to make people happy.
Just so here's what
life is hard.
But you know what happens with you? You make such a difference in all the lives that you touch, all the people that you work with, all the people that you know as friends. You're one of those unique people, and I'm sure there are plenty of them listening to this program around the country and around the world, who benefit from what you do stuff, and so many people benefit. That's what I'm sort of talking about. Maybe it's the team approach times seven. You make people feel good. And so anyway, there's infinite possibilities attached to that, I think. The Biden administration,
I'm giving this jewelry.
Yeah. I want it now.
I gave you a Hershey kiss. Where's my
jewelry? Yeah, where's my jewelry? Yeah, right. Okay, so this is one that everybody can get behind, and of course it's taken too long, and I don't want to throw darts at the board here. This guy, Brett Blanton. You know his story, right? He was the architect of the Capitol. That is, he was in charge of the buildings and grounds, and apparently he's been spending money like a mad sailor. I remember talking about this when they first were looking at what he was doing. His children were driving government vehicles.
You got to tell me this story. I don't know how I've missed Brett Blanton. No.
Oh, really?
No. Yeah.
Oh, I figured you'd be all over this. Oh, yeah, this is big-time stuff.
Look at you giving me the juice, talking about giving.
Yeah, here it is. Okay. So the firing of this guy, his name is Brett Blanton, overseeing all the historic buildings and the Congress building, all of the grounds, everything in Washington. So he's been removed because of the scathing Inspector General report that came out last month. Even Biden couldn't ignore this. He was actually terminated in concert with Kevin McCarthy. And I don't know why. I guess McCarthy is the Speaker of the House. Is he in charge of that building, kind of, in a titular way? Jennifer, you think?
Oh, no. The Speaker of the House is in charge of the Capitol. That's why they keep wanting to ask what Nancy Pelosi was doing on January 6th. Because the Trump administration had said, let's bring in the National Guard. And she said, no, that's okay. Here we are.
Okay, so anyway, this report that was released last month shows administrative, I'm reading now from the report itself, quote, administrative, ethical, and policy violations by Mr. Blanton, who apparently was appointed by Trump in his first year. He abused his government vehicles, misrepresented himself as a law enforcement official. He was before a House committee last week. Let's see here. He was not in the Capitol. Apparently, he knew. Insiders told him what was going on, so he disappeared on January 6th. So he wasn't around. Anyway, so Biden and McCarthy both said together that he didn't have their confidence. The questions that came from the news media swirling around not only what he was doing, but his children and his family. He had unauthorized use of a number of work vehicles. In other words, he let his wife and his daughter, they had cars of their own. This guy's got to be a piece of work. Anyway,
the government job.
The daughter drove the car. She had 30,000 miles before anybody asked a question. What is this woman doesn't work for the government? What's she doing with this car? So anyway, this guy is he just is useless. And so when you look around at people like this, you wonder kind of how it is that, okay, so he got shown the banana door, all right, and that was appropriate. But what about guys like Fauci?
Oh, 1,000%. On the gravy train.
Yeah.
I know.
I get that they should have fired that guy and probably should have fired him a long time ago. But then there's Fauci, who has, and this, I don't begrudge this kind of, he's the highest paid employee in the entire government.
Above the president.
Yeah. $438,000 he made last year.
Sounds about right. And that's just in his salary because you know he's selling himself to make a ton of other money.
Yeah. Right. So how come he lasted? Why didn't the Republicans, if they were investigating this guy, the grounds guy, that's fine. That's all fair in love and war. But how come Fauci didn't get the slip as well? As the Republicans didn't like him.
I'm sure it's coming. I'm sure it's coming.
Well, he's gone. Also, he retired now.
Yeah,
he's retired.
But he's still got a lot more to testify to, not necessarily about his salary, but about what kind of information was spread that was truly misinformation about COVID and the vaccines mm-hmm. and all of that, because he's been profiting. This is what people don't realize, that he's been profiting off of the distribution of the vaccine. So could he be so steadfast in that product because it's helping him make money and not really helping people? And if that's the case, that's criminal behavior. So that's why the investigation, I think, will start into whether or not there was any kind of malicious wrongdoing.
Well, I just say that there are probably, the reason I bring up Fauci or others who are in this circumstance, probably
there's
a lot of people,
we don't even
who are nameless. And
exactly.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, it could
right.
be anybody.
Who are there sucking off the public teat, as they say. All right, so the shooting down of flying objects. And so
it's not alien, though. It's not alien.
No. Well, but some people say it's a UFO or has been.
Well,
I don't
UFO
know.
Is exactly that, a UFO.
An unidentified. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
They just had a big press conference this week where they said, oh, you know, because there was a general who the top guy at NORAD.
Yeah.
His name right now. Said, we don't know where this is coming from. We don't think that it belongs to another country. We need to see. And so that got people going like, oh, is this an alien then? Is this like from outer space?
Yeah.
Is it, I heard Hugh Hewitt talking about time travel. Could these be people trying to give us a warning?
He'd be an expert in that. Anyway,
I mean, it is interesting to see where people are coming from. Like, you know, there's so far they haven't been able to identify the other three. One's
right.
China.
So that's the question. What do we know versus what do we don't know about this? The fact that it was first seen over Alaska and then over Canada and then Lake Huron, and whether it was a danger because it was during surveillance, or just, I wouldn't want to be, it's supposedly at 60,000 feet, but let's say it sprung a leak, and you get down to 40,000 feet, there's a lot of civilian aircraft traveling at 39 and 40,000 feet.
Well,
hello?
It's fun to talk about, you know, aliens and time travel and all of
that.
Yeah,
it is.
The truth is, it's probably China. And
of course
it's
China.
Russia, and they're probably testing our response. And here's what is unusual, is that each of these crafts, balloons, whatever they are, were taken down at different levels. So you had one at 60, one at 40, one at 20,000.
Yeah.
If you don't think they're testing our response, our ability to take stuff down, I mean, during Pearl Harbor, the Japanese would use these war balloons to fly them into our country to try to drop small little explosives on the United States to cause fires and such. Okay, so that's one concern. But when you're dealing with China, how
well? Well, because they started the virus.
Right. They'd be using biological weapons to dump
it
to America.
Dropping it. Exactly. So they've been apparently, the press release yesterday suggested that these high-altitude balloons have been flying over 40 countries for years and years and years. So why haven't we heard about it? Why weren't they shot down before? I guess that's the question. One of the many questions we don't know the answer to. That's but there are other things we don't know about these most recent objects in the sky. We kind of get the basics. But when you look around and we are hearing about objects that have been there flying around all along, I think that's kind of, I don't know. Do we need to know this stuff? Kind of. I think I want to know it. Don't you want to know what China's doing, what the Russians are doing?
I think if we're on the brink of war with China, it's important for us to know.
I don't know if we're on the brink of war, but I think we have, they play and they push. That's it. So if you take a look at this, that's the narrow view of it. If you take a broader contextual view of all of this, certainly our relationship between China and Russia and us is deteriorating pretty fast. Maybe people say that Trump took a too aggressive. He didn't take an aggressive. Well, he wasn't aggressive enough as far as I'm concerned. And sure as hell, Biden isn't aggressive enough for whatever the reason. You can speculate all you want to about his relationships with China. I'm just saying that as an American who likes to think that America, I'm not a jingoist, but I think America should come first in our minds anyway. You know, the Chinese aren't thinking about the Americans first. They're thinking about them first. And so we should be doing the same. Can we possibly figure out how to work with all these people? There's always a deal. There's always a way to fix things if you want to. I'm suggesting that all of this stuff heightens whatever fears there are among Americans and others. And we are in this military-industrial daze. We see how much money is being spent over in Kosovo to beat up the Russians. I'm very suspicious of all of this stuff. I'm very cynical about it. I think that these things are all part of a global conspiracy to just ramp up the military-industrial complex and have them just raking it in. That's my thought anyway. 18 after on Good Day.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
It never dawned on me how much walking I used to do until I bought a house in the suburbs. Like when I'd say, I'm going for coffee, of course I was walking. But now it's like 3 miles, and no latte is worth that. I find myself inviting people on walks with me, like it's a scheduled activity. This morning, my neighbor asked me what I'm doing, and I actually said, I'm going for a walk with Nancy.
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in 3 delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Pro
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Here we are, 23 at the hour. It is time for us to venture into the social media world, Facebook and Instagram. You can connect with us at Good Day Radio Show on Twitter, Good Day On Air. Comments from listeners. We were talking about trash and what to do with what. How do you declare Valentine's Day as a day that's special? What do you do for somebody else? What acts of kindness can you do in the name of somebody else that can have a ripple effect?
Give them sugar. Lots of sugar.
Yeah. Yes. Let's have those chocolate chip cookies, ice cream, cake. Yum, yum, yum. Michael Selby says that his parents instilled giving on Valentine's Day, which I thought was kind of nice. Terry Seavey says more or less the same thing. I think that when you look at some of the comments from folks, I'm reading Debbie Mullen's response. We try to vary the questions, and then I don't do as good a job as I ought to in getting to them. So the question is, what's the best Valentine's gift you ever received? Your favorite Valentine's Day memory? Sandy Putnam says, my daughter was born on Valentine's Day. So that's cool, right?
Sweet, yep.
Let's see here. Christina Miller says, a dozen red roses from an admirer. Okay,
ooh,
Christina, how about a little bit more
like
on that?
Yeah.
Daniel Erskine said, my first divorce was finalized on Valentine's Day.
Congratulations, sir.
Yeah, good for you, sir. Yeah, the ultimate romanticist.
I know.
Right?
I guess maybe if it frees you up to find other love.
Find something else. Teddy Cosmos writes, last Valentine's Day, as I worked in my home office, I looked out the window to the backyard, which had been covered with snow. I watched the huge, shiny red balloon, which was a heart, fly over my trees, and slowly it landed exactly into my view in front of me. I would guess by that you were getting a balloon from somebody. Sweet Fawn and Doe were eating ivy on the property. Watched calmly, left a huge...
Was it a Chinese balloon, or was it...
Yeah, no, it was a Valentine's balloon.
But
he's talking about what he's seeing out his window, and he sent a picture. I thought that was kind of cute.
Oh, nice.
Let's see here. All 19 Valentines, Jeff Talton says, all 19 Valentines I've spent with this lady. He sent a picture of Susie. I think that's how, very cute, nice. I like to see pictures, by the way. Send your pictures along. Jay looks at them. Sometimes she sends them along to me. And I think it makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside that people have people in their lives that after a long, long time, a lady that I knew well, actually I was going to go to Dallas this week, but I can't because of some business stuff here. A lady named Pat Adams, who I have known for maybe 25 years. Her husband's name is John Quincy Adams, interestingly enough. He was the man who discovered Mucinex, and he and his wife got married when they were 19. She never went to college. She worked to put her husband through school, and they were, you know how you can just tell by looking at people when they look at each other, no matter what their age. I've known them since they were in their 50s. She passed away at the age of 86, and all I can remember about her is how tough she was, how she took care of that man. There were children in the family and grandchildren, but her husband. And you could tell by looking at him, he had the same devotion for her. It was, yeah. And I'm so sad that I can't go down there to be at the service, but I think about her in warm terms, and I sent a note to John. It just is, yeah, you think about that, those love stories. Those are the kind of stories to tell during Valentine's week, frankly, I think. Sure. Yeah. Anyway, it's 28 after the hour. You're on Good Day.
Dine with Seinfeld's parents. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. You can still afford to dine out occasionally by shopping smart. As they do at Del Boca Vista, eat early. In restaurant lingo, you are in the first turn. A certain oyster bar my wife and I like offers buck a shuck before 6 p.m. Other tips? Opt in if your favorite spot has an email list. They'll tout specials. Have dessert at home. It and drinks are restaurants' most profitable items, and every add-on adds up to the tip. Members actually bother reading what AAA and AARP send you. You're entitled to a discount at some restaurants. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. The invention of MyPillow, it's really something that so many people have loved, always talking about the pillows and how great they are. Well, it's been 20 years since it was developed, so there's new technology around, making MyPillow even better. That's what MyPillow 2.0 is, the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that's made with a temperature-regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0, the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you will ever own. So say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. More great news on the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. It's the BOGO deal with the promo code DS. Get it now. Two of them for the price of one. 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Pentagon scrambled fighter jets to contest four Russian jet fighters that approached but did not enter U.S. or Canadian airspace in what officials described as a routine encounter. The aircraft entered the Alaskan Air Defense Identification Zone on Monday but remained outside the American and Canadian airspace. Two F-16s intercepted them to observe their intentions. The NORAD statement said the U.S. has tracked 6 to 7 such incidents a year since 2007. The winner of November's record-high $2 billion Powerball jackpot was identified as a California resident that bought his ticket in Altadena, a community northeast of Los Angeles. California Lottery Director Alva Johnson.
The name of the person who was the only player to match all six numbers of the historic Powerball drawing last November, is Edwin Castro.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hey, Jay, let's remind everybody right now how they can use their mind and their mouth to call us at 855-999-DOUG to express themselves about the issues of the day, et cetera, whatever we're talking about, right? Good idea?
Exactly. Let's hear your thoughts and your voice. Not only us reading your words, join the conversation and be heard.
And be listening because we'll probably play your comments on the air. Again, the line number 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG. The inside look on what's going on today with our thoughts about it. Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, who's here for Jay Kirshner. But she can be here anytime she wants on her own. She doesn't need to be here for Jay Kirshner. She can be here for Jennifer Horn. As a matter of fact, I prefer when she's here for Jennifer Horn. Yes, right. So the good news in this hour comes from the government. No! Really? Apparently, the administration, Jennifer, is spending hundreds of millions of your tax dollars to close abandoned oil and gas wells across the country. But what if they could solve the problem of renewable energy by using these areas as storage points? This is 3,000 feet below the surface. There's a geological structure of sandstone. Researchers at the University of Illinois have deposited excess energy in this area. It's mostly hot water coming from, there are like the pits in, well, Yellowstone, but the stuff in Los Angeles, right? You go over to, where was the La Brea tar pits? I remember going there, but now I can't find it. Do they close? I don't, what'd they
no,
do with
it? Still
the,
there.
Really?
Yeah, you can still go.
Yeah. Anyway, they're trying to figure out whether they can use this stuff to generate electricity. Of course you can. Geothermal power is all about
where
making
at?
Energy.
Yeah.
Of course it is. So anyway, they have found when they extract oil from these wells, there's a hole. And sometimes, because below the surface, you know, we've seen, we're having great lessons recently in how the earth changes. Changes all the time, earthquakes, things that we have, you know, we have no control over them. That's the way the planet works. So underneath these basins where the oil is, down below that, there is this, in many cases, not all cases, but there's this water that's like about 800 degrees. Because the further down you go, the hotter it gets, whether it's water or lava or whatever the heck it is. And so they wonder out loud, I wonder this too, whether we can't use that to generate electricity. One of the things that bothers me is that we don't use water. Like the old days, all of the factories that were built along rivers, especially in the Northeast, you see them all over Massachusetts and New Hampshire, down in Connecticut, Rhode Island, where these textile mills were built. And they put the water wheel in, and they generated, they had a turbine, that's how they got their electricity. Why don't we do that now?
I know.
It's like not collecting water in California. What is wrong with people?
It's just silly.
Oh, you know what I heard yesterday? I heard.
You're fired up about it, whatever it is.
I am. That there is a proposal in the California legislature to pay every single person who is of color that has lived in California for 20 years or more, $385,000
yes.
A piece.
Yep. And you heard about San Francisco, right?
Nothing surprised me about
so
San Francisco. What's going on there?
That's the plan from Gavin Newsom, is to do that craziness.
Yeah.
And so that's on the burner. But in San Francisco, what they're looking at doing is giving anybody who is black or identifies as black in government documents, giving them $5 million for reparations. Huh? They're giving them each gets $5 million. Now, on top of that,
Is this going anywhere? This plan?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. There are meetings going on right now, like a taxpayer revolt. Well, get this. So $5 million for each person who's lived in the city for more than 12 years who identifies as black in government documents.
Great.
Then they're going to give them a $97,000 a year salary to make up for the equity that they say is missing in San Francisco.
To do
then,
what?
Then, on top of that...
You don't have to do anything for it? You just get a check?
Correct. And then, on top of that, they are going to pay off all of your debt if you are black. And
I heard that, too. Yeah, I heard
the
that.
The budget of San Francisco is $14 billion.
Mm-hmm.
This plan costs well over $50 billion to put together, and they're still trying to figure out how to do it.
Good God. Is there no common sense anywhere anymore? No wonder people are leaving California in droves.
It's just crazy.
It's great.
Good for you if you can cash in, but geez.
Louise. Well, your friend Larry Elder, and I'd like to call him a friend as well, not as close to him as you are, but he said on any number of occasions, and I remember hearing this conversation once on his program, the syndicated program before he stopped, his point on reparations was, why should someone who's never owned a slave pay money to someone who's never been a slave?
Correct.
Hello. That's it. But in California, they must be smoking a lot of pot because these are the kind of ideas that come from people who are out of their minds.
I know, and, right? You want what they're having.
Ay, ay, ay. All right, let's go back to what we were talking about with the earth doing what it does, the shortage of shelters in Turkey. We were talking earlier about how Twitter was helping, and now you have to pay to use Twitter to find help in Turkey and Syria. A lot of people are living in the outdoors, and the weather at this time of year in this area, up in the mountain region, South Turkey, very cold, very cold. 35,000 plus people have died, and so they're trying to, interestingly enough, there's a tower left standing in Turkey that is now advertising itself as earthquake safe. You are welcome to come. That's what the advertisement said. Yesterday, it collapsed anyway.
Oh, jeez.
So, anyway, the, I don't know, I just find it, it's one of those things you can't help, but then what's your response to it? There are a lot of people from all countries all around the world that are helping out there. I just thought the Twitter thing was a little over the top, frankly.
Yep.
Anyway, the Russians moving up to Ukraine have sent in 300,000 soldiers. Apparently, there was a demonstration in Moscow yesterday. 100,000 people were demonstrating because of the usurpation? Because usurping the rights, they're just rounding up kids and sending them over there. They're sitting ducks. They're sacrificing.
There's some pretty heavy casualties that are happening right now.
Yeah. Well, they're putting ex-cons and people from prisons on the front line.
Right.
Yeah. So there you go. This is what you're dealing with in that neck of the world, neck of the woods. The federal government is probing a United Airlines plane that took off from Hawaii and went around the islands. The pilot apparently, the pilot was giving the passengers a tour of the islands. Hey, look, there's that island and there's another island over there.
But whoops.
Yeah. But at some point, the plane dropped to within 800 feet of the water after it took off. And the press release yesterday from United said, we're giving our pilots additional training.
How ridiculous is that? People said they were just pretty much praying and cashing in their chips.
Well, then he went back up and flew the plane normally and went to San Francisco like nothing happened.
Crazy.
So, well, listen. Here, speaking of crazy, with all the focus on the new Magic Mike movie, did you see that over the weekend? Did you see that yet?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen it, but I saw it in previews.
Yeah.
It looks very good. Anyway, there's a salsa singer. Let's see if I can do this without sounding like a New Englander. A salsa singer. I want to say that again. A salsa singer named Celia Cruz is going to become the first Afro-Latina to appear on the coin that's being minted this week. The United States Mint says Celia Cruz, she's a Cuban-American. She was a singer, one of the most popular Latin artists of the 20th century, 5-time Grammy winner. She died about 20 years ago when she was 77. But I'm trying to figure out why her and not a lot of other people, you know, what is there about her? Are they honoring women of note, of stature? I don't get that from this announcement. They're just saying the announcement from the government is that we're putting her on a coin. What other women are you putting on coins? Well, the first one was Susan B. Anthony, right? Wasn't she the first person, first woman
to be put on a coin?
Yeah. Anyway, there are some others that are being put up for it. I just am trying to figure out, how do they pick these people, I guess is the question. Maya Angelou, I think she's on a coin, and rightfully so, I think, in that circumstance. But there are tons of other trailblazing women who have been on coins. Sally Ride, remember her, the first woman in space?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's see, a couple of Cherokee Nation women. The first one was Wilma Mankiller. I'd like to have that name.
Wilma Mankiller.
Huh?
was that her given name, or did they just was that like in love?
Came from the tribe, much as anything else. And the first Chinese American film star, Nina Warren, is apparently getting a coin. in a batch that's being made as well. I don't know what the point of this is. I suppose it's okay, you know, recognizing women who have had important roles to play. But how do you decide who makes that decision? Right? Don't you want to know who makes that decision?
Well, I think it's prioritizing who's important and who's contributing.
Yeah, but who decides that?
Yeah, that's different to everybody, right?
Yeah. So, anyway, I just want to know.
Maybe we should just make our own money. We can design our own.
There you go. Right. Hey, how about we have that? What is that
we'll
stuff called?
It's, yeah,
but, hey, you can buy your tickets on Monday. Hello. The missing $365,000 that George Santos can't seem to find in his campaign account. There is an investigation going on. Apparently, this is a pattern of his. He has not had a job. You know, he claims to have done this, that, and the other thing, but nobody can really find records of him ever really having a job. But he's always had money. He's always driven a nice car.
How does that work?
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
I think there are a lot of people that are taking government money that probably could have given him a... Maybe he's giving them lessons. But $365,000? So what's the fate, honestly? What's the fate of somebody like that, sooner or later... What's going to happen to him? How can he survive?
At some point, you just lay your cards out, right? At some point, things are just done.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes a while. I mean, look at how many of these like people, they're like cockroaches. They just keep coming back and back and back.
Yeah, right. Mr. DeSantis, governor of Florida, says the College Board is there, and he wants to know how they get appointed and how they make the decisions. He's still onto that AP class stuff and SAT tests. He thinks they ought to be eliminated. I don't know, but well, maybe there's a better way. Who knows? He's asking lots of questions though that are quite good in my opinion. 48 after the hour.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It seems that good day health is a continuum in the world of what is good broadcasting material, what's good information, and a gentleman who has lots of information and has been spreading it about for years and years and years, Dr. Jack Stockwell, here on Good Day Health, with a focus on vegetable oil fried foods. So this is something, I guess it depends, in the last 20, 30 years, when there's been a focus on the kinds of oil used to fry the foods, that was always what I thought was the culprit, the wrong kind of oils. Is there something new, or are we just going back to that?
Well, it's just some more research that's coming to the surface, and it's rather a striking title, that eating vegetable oil fried foods has the same effect on cancer risk as chain smoking 20 cigarettes. Now, a couple of facts that just need to be kept in mind in all of this. Remember, 100 years ago, cancer was listed as number 10 cause of death by the CDC.
Right.
Because we ate from Mother Earth. Now, when we take what Mother Earth makes and alter it in order for longer shelf life or for greater convenience or cheaper costs, then we're playing with a loaded gun. Mm-hmm. And so when they found out, and what was the number thing we fried in 100 years ago? Lard, animal fats. And we didn't have cancer. We didn't have heart disease. We didn't have diabetes except for a little bit of type 1 with kids. And we didn't have arthritis.
I can remember my mother frying bacon, and the fat that came off the bacon, she would put into a little plastic cup. And the next time we had something that needed grease, she put that lard from the bacon into the pan. I think whether it was hamburgers or whatever, maybe it got fried. It was always fried in that stuff.
Wow. Well, Ansel Keys came out in the 1950s. And started his fake fat studies. Mm-hmm. Ansel Keys was the fellow who developed the K-rations. That's why they called it K-rations after Ansel Keys. Well, he was kind of a famous guy back when you and I were in grade school.
Yeah.
And he promoted these theories that somehow we would be better off if we fried our foods in vegetable oils, which are omega-6, just heavy omega-6, which are very inflammatory oils.
Mm-hmm.
And the real problem is that when you use the same oil over and over and over and over, like most restaurants do,
yeah,
you know, they'll filter it at the end of the day. They run the oil through filter to get out all the burned flour and all the other kinds of things that might have been used in the fryer mix. But the fat will still be there.
Yeah.
And sometimes, if you're lucky, once a week they'll pour it out and put in brand new fat.
You know, and I used to. I told you, I think, at one point in time, I used to collect the fat from the restaurants and use it for fuel in my tractors. And the stuff that we'd get, you talk about, oh, man.
But
you always could tell me coming down the street because it smelled like a French fry. The tractor did.
Oh, yeah. Well, about 10, 15 years ago. I don't know if it's still the case. But a lot of these people that would be putting their fat out behind their restaurants to be thrown away, other people would be coming and picking it up for free because they would go process it into oil or fuel for their automobiles.
Yeah,
or
that's what it does. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Now, that's not unusual because it is a fat, it is an oil, and it burns.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that when you use this stuff that has no business mixing with human physiology, now we have this explosion of cancer that several very good peer-reviewed studies are saying you better get back to lard.
So any vegetable, I thought that there were some vegetables that some of these restaurants talk about that are okay.
Peanut oil. Peanut oil is a good one because peanut oil has a very high temperature.
Mm-hmm.
And in some cases, olive oil and avocado oil can be used if it's not used over and over and over
again.
But when you're using canola, when you're using soybean, when you're using cottonseed, I mean, we wear cotton. We don't eat cotton. Corn oil, rice bran oil, safflower oil, mm-hmm. sunflower oil, these things have such a low breakdown point where the oils in there are destroyed into trans fats the minute they hit a certain temperature. But
so
they're super cheap, and that's why the restaurants use them.
That's it. So be careful of what you're eating. Anything that's oil-fried, know what the oil is all about. Speaking of being healthy, Calitrin, Dr. Jack and me and the folks at Calitrin have been talking about this for a long, long time. This is actually a health supplement that has all kinds of benefits. Not only is it the stimulant-free way to lose weight and keep it off, but also a great thing for your energy and your digestion and all that sort of thing. So check it out. It's at toploss.com. That's the website for Calitrin. And when you're ordering the Valentine's Day special, you get three bottles free when you buy three at the regular price. Plus free shipping. Use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, at toploss.com to get healthy the right way, the natural way.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.